Welcome into a new episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Thanks for joining us here today. Well, we go back to Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas a few weeks ago. I had some great conversations with Camille Lambert from FMC and Erica Stripmatter from Bayer. We start our program today with that conversation with Erica Stripmatter from Bayer. We are talking new corn traits with Bayer. Erica Stripmatter is with us. Erica, good to talk with you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jesse.
Well, let's go through a few different of the lineup here in terms of corn traits from Bayer. I know VT4 Pro, of course, SmartStax Pro. Those are two right off the bat that we've been hearing a lot about here in recent years. Get us up to speed on some of the latest there.
Yeah, so Bayer has a really exciting corn traits pipeline right now. And like you said, VT4 Pro and SmartStax Pro are both now commercially available. That SmartStax Pro technology has that RNAi component and a novel mode of action from Bayer that really helps in those high pressure corn rootworm environments. VT4 Pro is new this year in 2024, and this is a very exciting product because it has such broad geographic fit. So there is above and below ground protection in that trait. You get all of the punch of Tracepta against corn traits, corn insects above ground, plus that RNAi below ground. So not only do you have that mild to moderate corn rootworm pressure below ground, but your European corn borer and, you know, fall armyworm, like those big corn pests above ground that farmers just get real upset about, is also in there. So we think VT4 Pro is a great fit because it's there for if you have some corn rootworm pressure you're trying to deal with. It's there for if those above ground insects are really coming at you as well. And we're seeing about a 6 bushel per acre advantage against the competition with that technology. So it yields, it hunts, it's a product that farmers should really look at.
Well, and I think, too, corn rootworm obviously has been such a huge problem for our growers here just in the last few years, and it's really been across the Midwest, hasn't it? So, you know, traits like VT4 Pro, SmartStax Pro technology, et cetera, those are really things that can help out with things like corn rootworm, too.
Correct. And I think the thing from Bayer that is so exciting about having these different traits is find the right trait for your acre, for your pest pressure, for the things that you're fighting against. We have the portfolio for it. So it could seem sometimes, oh man, all these pros, they seem so alike, but they're different. So find the one that's right for you in the circumstance that you're looking for, and you'll see that performance.
Let's talk short stature corn. I've been hearing a lot more chatter about short stature corn here in recent years. Some folks are looking to adopt that on their operation. Talk about what you guys have in the lineup there.
Yeah, so we have the Preceon Smart Corn System, which the focal point and centerpiece of that is that short stature corn hybrid. Right now, we have a breeding trait out in the market. We're on about 35,000 acres this year in a soft commercial introduction through our Groundbreakers program. And really, with that system, we require farmers to be on our digital platform, Climate Field View, because we utilize their historical planting data along with our breeding and R&D data, and we create custom planting scripts for them where they can push populations and really take that short stature corn hybrid to the next level.
Well, I know if folks want to learn more about all the corn traits in the lineup from Bayer, I'm sure they contact their local agronomist, representative, retailer, online. There's so many ways to get in touch, isn't there, Erica?
There are so many places. You can go to bayertraits.com to get a lot of trait information, not only on corn, but soybean, cotton, and everything in between. And then, yeah, that local rep is going to be that person who can sit down and talk with you and find that right trait for your fields and your situations.
Erica Stripmatter with Bayer. Thanks for joining us here at Commodity Classic. Appreciate the time.
Thank you very much.
Talking now with FMC, Camille Lambert, Technical Service Manager, is with us. She covers a lot of the Mid-South region, Kentucky, Tennessee, etc. Camille, great to talk with you. Thanks for joining us here at Commodity Classic.
Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Well, let's talk Adastrio Fungicide, a new product out from FMC here in the last couple of years. And, you know, thinking about 2024 decisions, we know that we're kind of entering a downslope on the economy cycle for agriculture right now. So maybe folks are thinking a little bit about their inputs and what they're using, but this isn't necessarily the time to pull back on something like a great fungicide like Adastrio. So let's talk about just first some of the benefits of using Adastrio and what growers can expect.
So we're really excited to launch a new three-way mode of action fungicide. It's called Adastrio. We did a couple demos last year, but 2024 is really going to be our launch year for it. And I'm extremely excited. And you guys should be too, in Tennessee and Kentucky especially, because of the southern rust pressure that we get. And as you move north, tar spot becomes the issue, and that's where it's really going to shine with those two diseases that tend to be really difficult to control. So we've had for a very long time flutriafol. It's the active ingredient that's in a lot of our other fungicides. So we have paired that with a novel SDHI called fluindapyr. And when you put those two molecules together, great things happen. So we've got excellent mobility in the leaf tissue, and then we have excellent control of some of those key diseases like tar spot and southern rust from that SDHI molecule. And then the third active ingredient in that three-way product is azoxystrobin. So you've got both preventative and curative benefits with that product, and I feel like you can be at ease because it's going to have all the bases covered. Some of the other products that have been on the market for a long time, they do hit some of those key diseases, but there are other diseases that can be pretty yield limiting that we might not always have covered. And so we're excited just because we're very full spectrum. So you're going to have your gray leaf spot, northern corn leaf blight, diplodia leaf streak, and then the bad ones like southern rust and tar spot, all covered with our product Adastrio.
Well, and thinking back to what I mentioned earlier about your ROI and thinking about products for this year, having those three modes of action in one product, I feel like, to your point, can put a lot of growers' minds at ease as they're selecting different inputs to use for their operation this year.
I think it's extremely important, especially, you know, when we're picking out our fungicide, we don't always know what the season is going to have in store. Are we going to have disease pressure? We don't always know. What diseases are we going to face? Is it going to just be gray leaf spot, or are we going to have a big southern rust or tar spot year? We don't always know the answer whenever we're choosing our fungicide. And so being able to choose a product that does have all the bases covered, that's going to have excellent mobility in that leaf tissue and stay around for a long time, just makes the grower feel at ease.
Well, thinking about, you mentioned tar spot, southern rust. What are some other maybe corn diseases that we need to keep on the back of our mind as we're getting ready for this 2024 season as well?
So it definitely depends on where you're located, but one of the ones that I see year in and year out is gray leaf spot. So it'll typically start in the lower canopy and work its way up. And when we talk about fungicides, we typically talk about protecting that ear leaf. It's the biggest leaf on the plant. It's responsible for the most photosynthetic activity because it is such a large leaf. But we really want to make sure we keep the other leaves covered as well. So above and below that ear leaf, we're just going to be more efficient with our ear fill. So by using a fungicide that has excellent mobility in the tissue, you're just going to have more bases covered there.
Once again, Camille Lambert there with FMC. Before that, Erica Stripmatter with Bayer from Commodity Classic here on American Ag Today. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day.